move to the DPOC, the Due Process Oversight Committee, which is now chaired by Jim Quigley, who is the successor of our good friend Harvey Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Michelle. I'll summarize our Due Process Oversight Committee meeting, which we held yesterday, which, as Chair Prada indicated, was the first meeting that I have acted as chair for this group. We began with a progress report from the staff on a number of projects on the current work plan of the IASB's technical agenda. The DPOC was updated on the work of the Transition Resource Group on revenue recognition that has been set up jointly with the FASB and the IASB, and a number of issues have been submitted to the TRG and are considered by the IASB and the FASB to need clarification. And although the boards have reached different decisions on what actions they should take on each individual item, in that context, the DPOC was informed that the IASB will be asked at its June meeting whether it has satisfied the due process steps for issue of an exposure draft for clarifications to IFRS 15 that it believes should be made, and gives its permission for the ED to be balloted for publication. Subject to that decision, the IASB plans to issue the ED in July, and the DPOC was asked if, in that circumstance, it would consent to a shortened comment period of 90 days, so 90 days instead of 120 days for these amendments or adjustments to IFRS 15. The DPOC discussed the issue and agreed for the reasons that were stated by the staff that a comment period of 90 days would still meet the full and fair consultation process and timetable that would be needed by stakeholders. And given the limited scope of the clarifications and the desire on the part of constituents to have a stable version of IFRS as soon as possible to give certainty to them as they plan their implementation plans, the DPOC was in agreement on the movement from 90 days to 100, from 120 days to 90 days for that comment period. And the DPOC's approval on this issue is in line with our DPOC handbook that gives the opportunity and the authority and flexibility to shorten the comment period in selected circumstances, which we agree this was one of those. With regard to the lease project, the DPOC was informed that the balloting process for the standard is underway, and the IASB has received a letter from the European Financial Reporting Group, or EFRAG, asking that a fatal flaw review of the draft of the proposed standard be made broadly available publicly. And the letter argued and asserted that this would actually help with the acceptance of the standard and that it might assist with respect to implementation. EFRAG has previously written asking that a fatal flaw review draft should always be made publicly available, and this was considered last year by the DPOC, and the DPOC concluded at that time to maintain the current due process approach, which allows for, on an exception basis, a draft to be made public for fatal flaw review, but not part of the due process on all standards. And so because in the due process handbook, there is the opportunity then to make a draft publicly available, and there's also clear that the policy is that that is not required, we as a DPOC provided some perspective to Hans for his consideration, but didn't have a clear, and therefore we should, a clear recommendation. And again, wherever Hans and the team decide to move with respect to this issue is certainly, we as a DPOC were very comfortable with whether it is opened up, whether there's a decision not to open it up, or whether there's an option in the middle somewhere because of the significance of the leasing standard. But we had a robust and I think healthy discussion of that issue to provide some perspective for the consideration of management. The DPOC was updated on the progress in Europe on the endorsement of IFRS 9 and the issue that has come up between IFRS 9 and the insurance standard that Hans earlier debriefed as he was providing his chairman's report. While the EFRAG draft endorsement advice recommends the endorsement of IFRS 9. It is also seeking views on a call for the effective date to be deferred for insurance businesses. This is a complex and sensitive issue, as Hans has already acknowledged, and we as a DPOC were comfortable that once again, full and fair consultation is occurring on this process as this difficult and complex issue is considered by the board and decision-making that will ultimately flow. The DPOC also sought clarifications on the progress of the projects on the conceptual framework, macro hedging, rate-regulated activities, and next steps of the research into financial reporting in inflationary environments and some actions that had been requested there and what the next steps are from a research point of view. Overall, the DPOC was satisfied that all projects are proceeding in a manner consistent with the requirements of the due process handbook that has been made broadly public, and we as a DPOC hope that trust and confidence in the standard setting process is enhanced and supported by the oversight that is provided by the committee to ensure faithful adherence to those due process approaches. The DPOC was also informed that the IASB is now well advanced in preparing a request for views document on the second three-yearly agenda consultation. As Michelle mentioned in his comments earlier, the document is scheduled to be issued in July with a comment period running through the end of November. And from the DPOC perspective, the committee was assured that all the necessary due process requirements are being met, and notably the IASB's intention to have a comment period over 120 days, and the board consulting as necessary with the IFRS Advisory Council. We also had an update with respect to the IFRS taxonomy. The DPOC received an update on the IASB's proposals on changes to the due process for the IFRS taxonomy, in particular, the two trials being conducted to assess the proposals. The first trial relates to the IFRS taxonomy due process for content reflecting new or amended standards. The DPOC was informed that the exposure draft disclosure initiative, which is an amendment to IAS 7, was used for the trial with a closing date in April. On the positive side, the DPOC was informed that the consultation succeeded in eliciting the highest ever level of response to a proposed change to the taxonomy. However, on a less positive side, the consultation highlighted limited support for publishing proposed changes to the taxonomy together with exposure drafts of proposed changes to the standards. The IASB is planning to discuss this issue at its July meeting, after which the plan is for the board to bring a formal proposal back to the DPOC. The second trial relates to the IFRS taxonomy due process for content reflecting common practice, which the staff reports has been completed successfully. The DPOC is pleased by the direct involvement of the IASB board in the trials in order that the board can feel comfortable that the proposed new process, and the DPOC looks forward to conclusions of the trials and proposals to take forward an invitation to comment on the proposed new process being made as soon as practical after that time. And then with respect to the consultative groups that are all part of the infrastructure of IFRS, the DPOC conducted its annual review of the consultative groups, and the committee was pleased with the smooth and functioning and, I think, value-add participation of most of the groups. The DPOC was also content with the proposal that the IASB should disband the leases working group later in 2015 following consultation with the group on the external review draft of the proposed forthcoming leases standard. So after that standard is completed and issued, that working group would then be disbanded. The DPOC handbook also requires that annual report to the DPOC on due process in general, and we received that report and concluded that the transparency of comment letters and IASB papers and the level of dialogue with securities regulators and other financial regulators are all in place and working effectively, and the committee was pleased with the consistent adherence to the due process requirements during the year. The committee noted that all reports presented and certainly the sheer scale of work being done by the board in terms of following the due process, the amount of outreach and consultation being undertaken, we have asked the staff to consider how we might be able to package and communicate in an effective way to a broad audience of our stakeholders the faithfulness to the due process, the completeness, the transparency, and the adherence to the principles that we have outlined, hopefully to simply continue to enhance the standing of the board and the acceptance of our standards, and finding that in particularly important as some of these significant new standards are coming forward that will require and drive significant change in financial reporting. Having confidence and support of the work of the board will be important to us. With respect to correspondence, I can report that we had no correspondence during the most recent reporting period from any providers challenging whether or not the DPOC handbook had been complied with and whether due process was appropriate with respect to any of the standard making. And then finally, as Michelle mentioned, we earlier had a meeting with the monitoring board and provided them an update with respect to our due process activities over the past year and highlighting the ongoing work of the DPOC in ensuring that the IASB complies with all the due process requirements in each of its standard setting activities. I stress to the monitoring board the challenge to the board that the DPOC provides and the assurance that the committee seeks in ensuring that the board meets the principles enshrined in the due process handbook of transparency, full and fair consultation, and accountability. The DPOC works helps to provide all stakeholders with assurance that the IASB does indeed serve the public interest by fostering trust as outlined in the organization's mission statement. I reported to the monitoring board that the DPOC's work covers the full life cycle of a project on the IASB's agenda, and in that context, I referred to the life cycle review of due process that the committee undertakes on each project as it comes to finalization, focusing in particular on the review of the leases project that the committee had carried out at its April 2015 meeting. And as I mentioned in my comments a few moments ago, I underlined to the monitoring board the sheer scale of the work the IASB is carrying out in fulfilling its due process commitments. That would be my effort at summarizing our most recent meeting as well as our dialogue with the monitoring board, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much, Jim. An efficient chairmanship for the first meeting you chair, and a lot of work by the DPOC that plays a major role in this organization, making sure that we have it right with the standard setting process. And I think that we can be very proud of the system that has been implemented progressively in this organization. I've said that before, but I know no organization that has such a sophisticated, inclusive, and efficient process to take stock of all the views, all the difficulties, all the sensitivities, and this is quite something the trustees can be proud of. Okay, are there any questions on this report? So, if that is not the case, this will conclude our meeting.